My goodness, what a day. What a day. My. How many of you went to DC today? How many of you are in DC right now in your hotel rooms? I had a crazy day today. I was there. It was my first Trump rally ever. I went to the Capitol. I watched them storm it. I saw the tear gas. Wow. I only just got back 5 minutes ago. I straight up drove back, ran into the door, turned everything on. I don't have any segments. I'll tell you what I'm going to do, though. I'm going to tell you everything that happened today. I'm sure a lot of you are already fairly tuned in to what happened today. My goodness, someone got shot and killed. A lot of people are hitting me up saying, I hope you're safe. I'm clearly safe. Thank you so much. Many people have come up to me today saying, Adam, it's wonderful to meet you. Thank you for everyone who did. It really means a lot. It feels cool to get that. But man, I went. It was my first Trump rally, and I showed up. I was standing there in a sea of what seemed like American patriots, and I couldn't see ground. I was in the very center. I waded out into the middle, and I stood there listening to Trump speak. It was cool to see him with my own eyes. Granted, he was kind of small because I was kind of far away. But I listened to him, and he talked about all the fraud and all the stuff that's going to be coming out. And he said that he hopes Pence is going to do the right thing. Now, I want to talk about Pence for a second, because a lot of people are pissed at Pence, which I don't know if I agree with their anger, because I think it's misunderstood. I'm going to pull... You know what? Let's just pull this up real quick. I tweeted it out earlier. This is... Here it is. This is a letter from Pence. Mike Pence rejects Trump's call to overturn Biden election. That never happened anyway. Trump was never trying to do that. Trump was trying to bring to light the truth. And the truth is that there was fraud, okay? Pennsylvania's flipping. Wisconsin seems like it's going to flip. Arizona is looking like it's going to flip, okay? All these places... They're supposed to change tomorrow or Friday, okay? So what Pence says in this letter... do I not have it up? I'm sorry, let me... why is that up there? Okay, look, here we go. All right, I don't know why that was the wrong one, but look, this is the letter that Pence put out, okay? And what he's saying here is, I'm going to follow... the Constitution. I don't have the right to just declare anyone the president, which is true. Okay? That's true. He doesn't have the right to just declare it. Okay? He is saying, if you read what the Constitution is and the line of what the vice president could do is send the electors back based on the Constitution. So this is a letter of him saying, look, I'm going to follow the Constitution. I'm not the person that is going to be able to declare this. That's not saying that he's going to stab Trump in the back. That's saying that he's going to follow the Constitution, which is good, because that's what we all want. Okay, now I want to get into... I want to talk more about what Trump said. But so I listened to Trump speak, right? And he was talking for about an hour. It was a long speech. I hope you all listened to it. But when he finished, I drove to DC. It was a drive, but it was absolutely worth it. But I got a spot on the side of the road, and you know, I had a meter, so I had to get a little ticket. Excuse me. And so it was. I ran back to my car. Actually, I had my skateboard with me, so I skated back to my car. And I sat in the car for a little bit, just getting warm. And I was just like, all right, what am I going to do? And I want to just check out what's going on. You know, what's happening in Capitol Hill? And at that moment, they were contesting Arizona. And I was listening to the Democrats, I was listening to the Republicans, and every time a Republican came up to object, they would cite sources, they would cite why. It was about Arizona, obviously. So they were talking about the fraud in Arizona and the fraud in other places as well, and just wanting transparency. And then every time a Democrat would come up, they would go, well, first off, thank you, Nancy Pelosi, for being such an amazing person. And they get like a standing ovation. And it's just like, shut up. That's not what we're here for. What do you, you're seriously here to you know, jerk Nancy Pelosi off? Is that your plan? Anyway, every single one was just talking about we can't stand for these people that just want Trump in office. This isn't how it works. You can't just simply want Trump in office. Nobody is saying that. Every single one of them is saying, look, we've seen fraud. It's not even about Trump anymore. It's about you are clearly cheating. They're talking about transparency. They're talking about just wanting to make sure that the election's true. Okay? That's what they want. They're not just simply being emotional little brats because Trump didn't make it in. That's what they're saying. That's what they're acting like. What pissed me off the most is right before I turned it off, because I skated back to the Capitol building. Somebody quoted or brought up Abraham Lincoln. They're like, he's like, you know, Abraham Lincoln, you know, we all love him, but he stood for you know, this Republican. It's like, wasn't he almost cheated out of an election also? Aren't you canceling Abraham Lincoln? Aren't you trying to cancel Abraham Lincoln because, oh, that's right. Yeah. You guys are taking his name off of schools. You're taking his statues down because he didn't do enough. But now you have the balls to actually bring him up in Congress? How dare you? No, that pissed me off. I had to turn it off. I was like, I'm done. I'm going back. So I skated back. And as I'm leaving, I see cop cars bolting past me. And I'm skating, mind you. So they're flying past me. I'm like, what is going on? So I make it to the Capitol building. You know what? I've got a picture. And I'll tell you, when I saw this image, I don't know how I'm going to be able to show you guys these pictures that I've got on my phone. It looked like people were literally climbing on top of the Capitol building. There was just people all on top of this Capitol building. I was shocked. And I skated up into the mix of this. And I went out. I went over to the door, nearby the door. I didn't go inside. Thank goodness. But yeah, I went up and I saw it. I stood there and I just stood in the middle of them just simply chanting... we the people, F Antifa. What else were they chanting? Some other things. USA. They were chanting USA a lot. You know, it's interesting because I tuned into Twitter a little bit and I saw left Twitter going nuts. Oh my gosh. Imagine if it was Black Lives Matter. You know, they wouldn't let them in. Well, Antifa or whatever, they were all trying to burn things down, throwing down. I didn't see anyone burning anything down. They were getting in to interrupt, you know, what was going on. Look, I don't condone it, but it was pretty incredible to see, because what was going on in there was Nancy Pelosi and her cronies trying to undermine our election process. They were just going to roll over it all. But now we've got another day. I mean, when are they going to do it? They're going to do it tomorrow? Because supposedly Wisconsin might flip tomorrow. You know, I learned this on Monday. I was like, oh man, interesting. So all these false certificate, you know, the electors are going to come back to Congress Thursday or Friday. Isn't that a little late? Nobody expected this today. You know, I sent out a tweet this morning. What do you think's going to happen today? And I don't even need to read it. I'll just tell you, the overwhelming majority of everyone said nothing. Nothing's going to happen. Really, nothing's going to happen, huh? Oh, man. Boy, were they wrong. They were wrong. This is not something that they expected to happen. People actually taking over Capitol Hill, they took it over. And it was peaceful. They weren't attacking. Okay, I did see a couple videos of them spray painting when they were breaking through. But once they broke through, they were just inside. Now, I actually have Chandler Crump. I don't know how many people know who that is, but he's a fantastically smart young man. He's going to be in my studio tomorrow. He was inside Capitol Hill. So he was in the front of the line and made it inside. So we're going to talk. He's going to be in here in-house tomorrow. He's going to be joining me, and we're going to be talking about all the stuff that he's seen. I'm sure there's going to be even more going on tomorrow. But I got to say, I'm really sad that there is someone died. Someone got shot and killed. And it's like, it's a sticky situation because from what I've seen in the video that they were in some sort of stairwell. I don't know if they were trying to get further into the Capitol building. I don't really know what their plan was, but someone got shot and killed. I see someone in chat saying there was two people. I don't know if that's for certain. I know one person at least was shot and killed. And that is sad. And it's sad. Look, I wouldn't have traded my experience for anything. I witnessed it all. I was there. I stood there. I felt the presence of our president, who is currently our president still, whether or not these, you know, people want to admit it or not. It doesn't matter to me because he absolutely is. You know, I saw him. I listened to him speak. I heard his words. Sometimes it was actually hard to hear him because of the chanting of people responding to the things that he was saying. I mean, he called a lot of people out for their BS. Okay, he even said that a few times. It was pretty funny. The crowd, man, he is a true comedian. Man, he really knows how to get the crowd going. Yeah, it was really good to hear him speak, listen to his actual words. I mean, half the time he was talking about all the things I already knew. I was curious if he was going to bust out this the Italy information. And I'm not going to talk about it because it's still I haven't seen it yet. So I want it confirmed before I go into that kind of stuff. But I have a feeling it's going to come out soon enough. And it's some rumors that I'm hearing that it's a high general had something to do with a military grade satellite manipulating the votes. Unfounded. I don't know if it's true or not yet, but supposedly that's the case. So we'll see. And supposedly Trump knows about it. So I don't know. But man, I was not expecting this today. I was expecting it to go one way or the other. This was someone just ripped a hole in the plan, and everything went sideways. This is not what I expected to happen. And I just, you know what, I just want to say, if you are still out there in DC right now, please be safe. I don't know what is going on. I'm seeing rumors and people are spreading things around that Antifa was wearing Trump stuff and just inciting stuff. I'm seeing rumors that people were acting as if they were Antifa and being fake Antifa. Everyone's got this different version of what happened today. Literally, I've heard it all. I've heard that it was actually Antifa that stormed in. I heard that it was, you know, everyone was talking about this busload that was being trucked in and escorted with police was Antifa. But then I also heard that it was Trump supporters dressing up as Antifa so that people would assume that it was Antifa. I've heard it all. It's crazy what's going on. But man, I was there and it felt awesome to be in a Trump rally. And you know what? This one thing I noticed, there was all ethnicities, all different colors. It was amazing. It was America. That's what it felt like. I saw all different colored people because we are all colored people, all of us. And that was incredible. And that's what pissed me off about this left Twitter, because they were like, oh, well, if it was, you know, if it was a different situation, like if it was Black Lives Matter, they would have gotten shot right away. That's white privilege. It's like, they weren't all white. It was all different colors. I stood at the doors of the Capitol today. I stood there. I looked. I saw the people that were there. And it was all Americans. All different colors. Okay? So that talk, that rhetoric that they're spreading around, that's white privilege, get out of here with that. Because it was all of us. It was Americans. All different colors. I'm so sick of that rhetoric. They're pushing this narrative to try to separate us. All I saw was a bunch of people that love this country so much that they were willing to go stand for it because they know in their hearts that it's being stolen from them. They can't stand Nancy Pelosi. I can't stand her either. Gosh, her condescending tones when she talks to a Republican who's going to object or a Democrat who's going to object. It is stark, night and day difference, the way that she speaks to these people. It's like, you're the scum of the earth. Go ahead. You have 5 minutes. It is insane. So what do you expect people to do? They've watched Antifa, Black Lives Matter protest, burn, riot, burn down these cities. Those boarded up businesses in D.C., those weren't for Trump supporters. They went specifically to Capitol Hill because they were voting today and not listening to the actual people. Every single Democrat was like, how dare you not follow through? The people voted. They you know, it's like all of their, they get all their information from fake news. That's what it felt like. All the Democrats were blinded. They were not listening. How dare they? Unfounded evidence. What are you talking about, unfounded? Did you not see the video evidence of that woman counting the same ballots five times? Five times in a row. Five. The same ballots. Same machine. Looks around. I don't see anybody. Boom, undo these ballots again. Oh, that's not proof enough for you? Seriously? Then we got Joe Von Pulitzer, who's coming out going, I can forensically analyze these. Here's a couple ballots. Look at this. There's inconsistencies. Here's ballots that were never even touched by human hands because I can prove it. Because he's been doing it for 25 years. That's his profession. He's like, look, I want to be bipartisan. I'm not trying to, you know, convince anyone of anything. I just want to make sure it's legit. That's all we want. Every single person on the right, every single Republican is trying to make sure that it's legitimate. Every single Democrat is trying to spin this whole thing. No, these people are working on emotions. They just want Trump to win. Are you even listening to anything anyone on the other side is saying? No, they're not. They're just trying to sweep it under the rug, go on with their day. Shut up. Stop talking, Republicans. Accept it and deal with it. And you know who else are saying that to? You. Me. Shut up and accept this. How dare you? How dare you? This is against this country. You are ruining this country by doing it. No, we're standing up for this country. That's what we're doing. That's what they were doing today in D.C. I saw people from all over. Just like these envelopes. All over the country, people have sent me to enter this contest, and it's amazing to see all the different states that I've got of people that view my show. It's incredible. Well, man, I saw people from all over the place. I heard, you know, conversations. I was walking through the crowd. I was by myself. I went by myself. I was just roaming by myself. And I heard Arizona. I heard Washington. I heard Illinois. I heard Wisconsin. I heard Texas. Many times I heard Texas. People were showing up today from all across America. Are we supposed to just ignore that? That's what the Democrats want. They want to ignore it. They want to ignore you. They want to ignore me. They want to ignore the fraud. They want you to ignore it. They want you to shut up and deal with it so they can continue on with their plans. Stop ruining our plans. That's all I hear when they go, you're ruining democracy. You are ruining the we the people have spoken. The dead people? Right? Because we've proven that dead people have voted. Are they ignoring that? Are they trying to deny that? Project Veritas just dropped a huge bomb. Thousands of people were registered to vote through one house in Georgia. One house had thousands of people voting from the same spot. And that not only one spot, he found another spot where another couple hundred, I think it was a couple hundred people. It might have been more. But that's nuts. How are we ignoring this? How can we ignore it? We cannot. These people that stormed Capitol Hill today, they weren't trying to get in there and hurt anybody. They were trying to disrupt what happened. They didn't bring Molotov cocktails. Okay? They didn't burn Capitol Hill down. That wasn't their plan. Okay? They stormed it because that's... Isn't it a public building anyway? It's kind of funny because who paid for that building? Right, taxes. Who do they work for? Us. Yeah, the people are pissed. That's what happened today in D.C. I'm glad I was there to witness it. Let me see if I can show you guys this picture. It's incredible. I posted it on my. So here's me in right in the front. Let me see if I can get you guys. So this is the. Can you guys? This is not going to show it. This is me standing right in front, and it is insane. It was incredible. I wish I could show you guys these pictures. I guess I could transfer it over, but look, I wasn't prepared today. I literally got him. I was there, and I decided to head back to my car, and I drove back, and I got here 5 minutes before I was supposed to start. So look, I was not prepared for today's episode, but there could only be one subject today. It is the 6th. We were supposed to have those electors counted or disputed today. Well, that didn't happen. Who had Trump supporters storming Capitol Hill to disrupt the elector vote on their bingo card? No one? No one? I certainly didn't. I certainly didn't expect that. Neither did the 500 people that wrote on my tweet today, when I asked, what is your plan? It's crazy. I can't believe it. I just feel bad for the person that got shot. I'm hearing rumors that it was a 16-year-old girl. 16-year-old child was shot in the neck and died. That's a shame. That is not what we need. Okay? Violence is not the answer. Okay? I just feel sad. You know what? This is for her. That's a shame. I want to know her name. Because those people that were in the Capitol building today, they've got balls to do that. Look, Antifa, when they were in Portland trying to burn down that courthouse, they were trying to burn it down. They were launching fireworks at it. They sieged it for 100 days. 100 days! They were sieging it. Philip Anderson went and stood in between them. Patriot. So what do these people do? Joe Biden? Someone tweeted this at me. What did he say? I want to read it to you. Joe Biden says, I call on President Trump to go on national television now to fulfill his oath and defend the Constitution by demanding an end to this siege. Really, Joe Biden? Really? Antifa is a myth, Joe Biden? Joe, Antifa's an idea, Biden? Really? You want him to end the siege on a federal building? Well, what happened for the 100 days where your idea was sieging that building? And Trump actually sent the feds to protect the federal building. Well, what happened? Why didn't you call on Ted Wheeler, who just finally admitted that, okay, Antifa's a threat. We need to shut them down. Just finally. It took to 2021 for him to finally stand up and do something about him. Yeah, good job, Ted Wheeler. Great. Look, we all see you. I'm resisting the urge to swear right now. I'm a little pissed off, if you can't tell. I'm pissed off about it. You should be too. We are all pissed off. These people in D.C., they were pissed. That's what happened. That's why this happened today. Are you surprised? Are we surprised? Hold on. I'm seeing chat. Her name was Roberta Paulson. Thank you, chat. I appreciate you, chat. Roberta Paulson. It's a shame that you had to die today. It is a shame. But man, we woke them up. You know, Mike Pence had to be escorted out through underground tunnels. Probably the rest of Congress. I don't know. It's crazy to think about, though, isn't it? My goodness. Man, I'm hungry. I did not eat lunch or dinner. I had breakfast. I had some coffee this morning, some Krigler coffee. It was a good start to my day. It was nice. It was good to see Trump speak. He was confident. He was calm. Not once did I get the hint of him feeling like he doesn't have it. Every single word out of his mouth was, "I got this. There's fraud. Pence is going to stand up for us." And as I brought up that letter before, Pence didn't stab him in the back. Pence is saying, "I'm going to follow the Constitution." That's exactly what Trump has been saying. That's exactly what everyone has been saying what Pence has to do. So look, I could talk about that all day long, but really we need to just see what Pence is going to do. We're going to see. I don't know. I don't know if what's going to happen or not. I'll tell you what. There's blood on the ground. There's blood of patriots. Man. Was Tim right? You know, I fought him so hard. There will not be civil war, Tim. You're wrong. You're wrong, Tim. He loved telling me I was wrong. Maybe he was right. Was Tim right? Are we about to go into civil war? Because, oh my gosh, I was not expecting this today. I was not expecting the anger that I saw today. I wasn't expecting that. Sorry, UFO. I knocked the UFO in my anger. Roberta Paulson, thank you for storming the Senate today. It's a shame that you had to die. Ah, this UFO. I don't have time for this. Rest in peace, Roberta. I don't know if anyone else did. Someone says, chat lied. That's a meme name. We'll see. Was it Roberta? Oh, is it Robert Paulson from Fight Club? funny. It doesn't matter. Look, it's a shame that people have to make fun of it, but the truth of the matter is she's dead. Doesn't matter what her name is. She's a patriot. You can't take that away from me. She's a patriot. The people that stormed that Capitol Hill, I mean, she paid the ultimate price. But they stopped that vote today. Now, what's the implications of what's going to happen from that? We don't know. I don't know. I'm glad I went, though. I'm glad I was there. I saw history with my own eyes. I saw people storm Capitol Hill. Capitol Hill. It wasn't a courthouse. This was, man. Yeah, I'll be honest. I'm still digesting everything that happened today. I literally drove back here. You know, it's a long drive. You know, it took me a while to get back. I parked my car, ran inside, turned my computer on, and hit go. I had to take a deep breath. Seriously. Man. Thank you all for hanging out with me. It's been a crazy day. Wow, there's a lot of people here. Look, if you haven't subscribed, please subscribe. And most importantly, smash that like button. I love it when you smash that like button. Share my videos, sure, all that, whatever. Get that out of the way. Look, man, today was crazy. A lot of people came up to me. You know, there was a man that came up to me and said, "Hey, thank you for doing your deep dive on Donald Trump. You helped me help other people." That right there, that what he just said, he said my wife, especially. He said, "Man, she was a Democrat. And thank you. I want to thank you for helping me, you know, steer my wife to the truth." That meant so much to me. Man, I'm still trying to organize my thoughts of the day, but man, that was an incredible moment for me. Because that's why I do this. That's why I needed to continue doing my own show. Like, grateful for Tim for giving me that springboard, but that's why I do this. That right there, for someone saying, "Thank you. You helped me help someone else see the truth. Man, if I helped one person, that was proof of it today. Whew, man, what a day. What a day. Now, so I saw someone in someone's mainstream media is already spinning it. I wonder how they're spinning this. I heard from someone I said that said to me 30,000 people showed up. 30,000? 30,000 people? Are you kidding me? No. No. There was people as far as the eye could see. I'm serious. I waded out into the middle and I stood in the middle of a sea of Trump supporters, flags everywhere I could see. I turned around all the way up to the Washington Monument. It was incredible. I personally easily saw over 100,000 people. Easily. In fact, I played music for 20,000 people once on Tim Cast Iron Friday Night Jam. Shout out to the Friday Night Jams. I miss those. I still have them here, but it's not the same, you know? Look, people were like, dang, you played for 20,000 people. And I was like, I don't even know what that feels like because I'm sitting in front of a camera. I'm in front of 19,000 people right now. It doesn't feel like it, though. But I'll tell you what, people were sending me pictures. Hey, this is a stadium of what 20,000 people looks like. And I'll tell you what, it was a good amount of people. But today, it blew that out of the water. Easily blew that out of the water. I think there was easily 100,000 people. Trump said 250,000 people looked like from his view. He probably had a better view than me. He was on the stage and everyone was looking at him. But man, I turned around and it was all the way up the hill and beyond. I couldn't see beyond it. But I mean, literally, I turned around everywhere. Pixar didn't happen. I posted pictures. Go on my Instagram, Adam Krigler. Go on my Twitter feed. I'll post more. I have a lot. I'll post more. Go ahead. Go to my Instagram right now. Whoever told me Pixar get out. Go to my Instagram right now. I posted it. Get out of here. I posted the proof. Oh, man. I just saw someone in chat. What can we do to help? That's a good question. What can we do? You know, I preach moving forward. You know, we can't sit and accept. You know, you can't wallow in what happened. You move forward. You make a plot forward. You make a path. You stick to it. And you move forward in life. You make a plan. What's your objective? What's your goal? Move towards that. When you get to that, make another one. Move towards that. We're way too complacent in this society. But that's what they want us to be, right? They want us sitting here accepting the results of this election, for example. They're trying to just shove it down our throat and tell us to shut up. How many people out there are willing to do that, huh? How many people want to do that? You want to just, would you just accept it? Roll over? Can you imagine the look on Nancy Pelosi's face? Ha ha. Yes, peasant, peon. I'm eating her rich-ass ice cream. Pardon my language. I know there's young kids that watch the show. It's ridiculous. I just want to say again, thank you to all the people that have reached out to me, wishing me to be safe. A lot of my family hit me up. A lot of my friends, a lot of people on Twitter. Thank you. And more importantly, thank you all for hanging out with me today. Someone just said, breathe, Adam. It's a crazy day. Oh. My goodness. Woo. Seriously. What an intense day. I'm curious on how many people out there, how many people that are watching right now were in DC today. If you were in DC, just put a one in chat. I want to see how many ones pop out. Don't do anything if you weren't in DC. I just want to see the amount of ones that appear. If you were in DC today and you're safe in your hotel room, or if I don't know, you know, where you are, it doesn't matter. But if you're in DC or we're in DC today, just hit a one in chat, and I'm just going to see if there's a flood of ones, and we'll see about that. And yeah, breathe. It's what a rush of a day. What a rush of a day. My goodness. I wonder who Tim's guest is. I should just go bombard that show. Wow, I see a lot of ones. I see a two. I don't know what that means. A lot of people were in DC. Shout out to all the people that came up to me and said, "Hey, Adam, I watch your show. Thank you. That means a lot to me. It's cool. I'm still getting used to it, being recognized, but of course, I guess it's a Trump rally. Although it happened at an airport, it happened at a little tiny guitar store that I was in. So very cool. Thank you for that. Man, what's going to happen next? All right. Wow. A lot of people were there in DC today. I see a lot of ones in chat. Right on. Thank you. Thank you all for showing up today. Because you didn't just show up for Trump. You know, when I showed up to his rally, it just said, "Save America." You know, it's like, that's what it feels like. I know about China. I worry about China. I think about China and their influence on the world and their connection to the Bidens and their connection to literally everything that's going bad in this country. It's crazy. You know, I started writing a song about what it means to be American. It's tough. It's interesting because not all Americans are American, I don't feel. I feel a lot of them are have no idea what it means to be American. It's pretty insane. Yesterday's show, I said the name of the show. I wrote "The Calm Before the Storm." I'll tell you what, the storm arrived, and it was storming today. It's incredible. It was an incredible day. I'm gonna get in some super chats because I. You know, take some questions and maybe answer them from some people. Tattered Shield said, "Hey, Adam, I thought I saw you, but was unsure. So you were here with us." I was there. Obviously, if you haven't figured that out by now. Yep. Jason Dixon says, "Bro, it's crazy right now." I know. Absolutely. Space Monkey says, "I guess Tim won the bet." Sorry, Adam. He didn't win the bet. Nothing happened yet. So I don't know if you know the bet. I bet Tim Trump's going to win. I think Trump's going to win it. I still think he's going to win. I don't care. Make fun of me. I don't care. I get made fun of on Twitter just by asking people, "Who do you think's going to win?" It doesn't matter to me. I still fully believe it. I think he deserves to win. I think he did win. I think he's going to win. All of the above. And so the bet... Tim thinks Biden's going to win. Whatever. If Trump wins, he's got to buy me another bottle of that $2,500 whiskey that he bought me for New Year's. So we'll see. We'll see. I don't know if I'm going to win the bet. And I guess Luke has a bet with him that if Luke bet that... What did he say? Hillary's going to be president or something. I don't remember what their weird bet is, but I feel like I'm the only one in the running. Ian Hall says, "Well, it's official. 2021 pulled a Florida man and told 2020, want to see something crazy? Hold my beer." I don't know about that yet. We saw a lot of crazy stuff last year. So this is just the beginning of 2021. And so we shall see, won't we? Jason Dixon says, I will now start betting against whatever Tim says. He is so often wrong with politics. Yeah, maybe. I sure. Well, see, here's the funny part. Tim also said, I don't know if you guys remember this, but I retweeted it. I said, "This is what I think is going to happen. The media is going to call it for Biden. Trump's going to win through constitutional whatever workings. And then for 4 years, the Democrats are going to screech he stole the election." That's what I think is going to happen. And guess what? That's not off the table, okay? And that's something that Tim said. Well, I'm standing firm, all right? I'm standing firm with what I believe. I'm standing firm that I think is what's going to happen. And we'll see. You know, there's no guarantee in life, you know, but I'll tell you what, though. I am the luckiest person you've ever met. Granted, most of you probably haven't met me. Some of you have. But if you haven't met me, I'm the luckiest person that you've never met. I'm serious. I'll tell you about my life. And I've spoken about it many times. And I am very lucky in life. Ask any one of my friends. I'm a very lucky person. And I have very good instincts. And I think Trump's going to win. I've seen the evidence. I've seen the fraud. I think the states are going to finally get the forensic audit. I think that's what Pence is going to do, using the Constitution, because he's following the Constitution. A lot of people are mad at Pence right now. As far as I'm concerned, he has yet to do anything wrong. Okay? And he hit from his statement, which I'm looking at right here, he isn't saying that he's going to do anything that's going to harm Trump either. He's saying, I personally can't do this. I can't just pick and choose. But he can say that evidence is pretty damning. Let's send it back just to make sure. That's not him deciding. That's saying, I'm going to go let the states decide. That's a big difference. People are just jumping past that. Like, oh, he's not just instantly giving it to Trump. Well, yeah, I mean, that's not something that Pence would do, because that's not how it would have worked anyway from the get-go. That wasn't it. He wasn't just going to go like this. I'm going to just pick these electors. It's to show that there's enough contested electors that it needs to go back for a forensic audit. That's what we want. We want that. It's basically opening up discovery. That's what Lynn Wood, that's why he wants to get sued. He's like, please sue me so I can open discovery and actually prove all the stuff that I know. Because he's very confident that he's got it. So we'll see. Where was I? Aaron Weiss says, I missed you, Adam. Sad. I was the one who took Pelosi's hard drive, by the way. Going to be cracking it tonight. Good luck with that. I hope you don't get shot. Dragon Hunt says, glad you're safe, man. Thank you, Dragon. I appreciate that. Baba Yaga. Libs under mainstream media tweets are celebrating that someone died today. This country is screwed. Are you serious? They're seriously celebrating death. I mean, that doesn't surprise me. Am I even that surprised? Are you surprised? Are we surprised? Anytime a Republican died of COVID, see? He died of COVID. He didn't have a mask. Well, what about all the people that are getting COVID that have masks, you idiots? Gosh, you idiots. There's deaths. What about all the zero flu deaths that are happening? How about the fact that we had less deaths than the average for 2020? God, stupid people. Let's see. Mysticism says, Antifa framed Trump supporters when they stormed the Capitol. See, I have been hearing this. I don't know. Who knows? I don't know. Did someone say Twitter banned him? Did they ban Lynn Wood? Is that who you're talking about? I got to check real quick. Because that would be nuts if Lynn Wood got banned. Let me just check real quick. I'm just checking my Twitter. Lynn Wood. No, he's still there. Okay, cool. So they're not talking about Lynn Wood. Wonder who they were talking about. That's all right. Let's move forward. Evodio Tovar says, I'm glad you're safe. Twitter is revealing it was QAnon. Who are they? Oh, that's a long, long story. They are a group of believers, I guess, that you could say that definitely think that they would say they know that the election was stolen, and they're very, very adamant about knowing the truth. I'll tell you, that's all I can say there. Aaron Hamilton says, seems like they are trying to vote Trump out tonight. I am so mad. Oh, did they go back to the Capitol? Is it going on? Is it continuing? I don't know. As I said, I was not prepared for the show. I literally drove back here, sat down. Trump was banned? No way. No. Wait a minute. I gotta check that. I gotta check that. No way. Well, it's tweets are no longer available. Well, he's there. He's there, but there is a bunch of his tweets that are gone. Wow. Okay. That would be nuts. Well, I see his account. Is that crazy? He is the sitting president still. Sorry. He's a sitting president. You know what they're trying to do? They're trying to cut him off from communicating with the public. Oh my goodness, that's nuts. Congress reconvened. Wow. So Trump got banned from Twitter. They said they were going to do it on the 20th. I mean, I see his account. I went to his account. So I don't know if that's true or not. A lot of his tweets are no longer available. There's a few on the top. This tweet is no longer, the last two are no longer available. What does that mean? I don't know. What did those tweets say? That's what I want to know. What did those tweets say? The last one that is available to read, it says this. I am asking for everyone at the U.S. Capitol to remain peaceful. No violence. Remember, we are the party of law and order. Respect the law and our great men and women in blue. Thank you. Interesting. Because he's not saying leave the Capitol. He's saying be peaceful. And you know what? He's right. Be peaceful. That's, I mean, looking back, you know, Martin Luther King, amazing man. He led his whole thing on nonviolence, sitting in, going to the government buildings, and peacefully sitting and taking over the hallways and just sitting down. That's it. That's how they did it. That's amazing. He preached nonviolence. That's how, as soon as you get violent, your message is lost. Look what happened today. Everyone's focused on the fact that they were tear gassed and were fighting with the police and the woman got shot. Guaranteed, that's all they're going to take from this. Of course they're going to reconvene. Do you think that's going to, they're going to finish tonight also? Man, I'm like itching to hear what they're saying. I'm going to see if I could just pull it up. Yeah, because I want to know. Man, I want to hear it. I want to pay attention, you know, because this is the most important session of Congress of my life, probably of your lives. I'm serious. I truly believe that if Biden wins, China's going to own the world. That's their plan. I believe it. I believe that. I think that Biden's going to sell us out. He's already, he's freaking clueless anyway. But look at it. Yep. He told everyone to go home and then they got rid of that tweet. See, why would they do that? That's ridiculous. Wow. Oh, my goodness. Where was I? Menace Blue says, stay safe, Adam. Prayers to you, Tim Pool and gang, and everyone else showed up in D.C. Well, Tim didn't go, or the gang. Anyway, I watched Michael Malice live stream a few minutes ago, stated some pretty scary things ahead of us. Yeah, I actually tried to live stream. I went live for a little bit on my Twitter feed, and there was absolutely no service. I mean, there was so many people in D.C., so the service just didn't work. Snark Victory says, nervous. What does the future look like for the USA? Well, look, I'm not saying Tim was right about civil war. But from what I saw today, people are pissed and aren't going to stand for this. This is not it's not going to go well. I don't think it's going to go well. If they just throw this under the rug and try to squash this See, this is the problem. All right, the Democrats are just trying to roll over like nothing's happened, no fraud, whatever. Look, if you are so confident, Democrats, then why can't we have transparency? What's wrong with doing a forensic audit? What are you afraid of? A forensic audit would stop this nonsense. You, it's your fault, Democrats, each and every one of you that are saying, how dare they? The people have spoken. Yeah, well, half the people that voted in this election are pissed and don't believe you. Wouldn't you want to calm their nerves and say, here's the proof, okay? Look, let's prove it to you. All right, let's do this forensic audit to prove that Joe won, and then we can lay it to rest, yes? That's literally all we want. I want to know if it was legitimate or not. Give us that. If you're not going to give us that, that's what's going to happen today or in the future. Look, I don't want that to happen. That's the last thing I want. I do not want violence, period. Did you hear me? I don't want violence. I don't want you to be violent. I don't want them to be violent. I want us to get along. We're Americans. We should be awesome. We are awesome. Let's own it. But give us the transparency and prove it to us. If half the people are saying there's fraud and you're saying there's no fraud, so prove it to us. You're not even proving it to us. Why? Everyone's like, oh, well, the courts threw it out. No court has even seen any evidence. Zero. Zero evidence. Present the evidence to court. Why are you afraid? Why is Maricopa County denying any forensic evidence? Why are they trying to keep the evidence out of the courtroom? Why? Why are they stopping Jovan Pulitzer from doing his forensic audit in Georgia to audit the votes? Because he's a paper fraud, like, that's what he does. He's been doing it for 25 years. That's his specialty, okay? Why are they trying to stop him? What are you trying to hide? You're only convincing people that you did fraud more by trying to deny it. Do you not realize that? They don't. They don't realize it. That's what's pissing people off. That's what's pissing me off. Just give us the proof. Prove it to me. Stop treating me like I'm a child. You're being the child. You're trying to be like, wow, these people are just running off emotions. They just want Trump to win. Yeah, okay, sure. You're right. I do want Trump to win, and I believe he did win. So prove it to me. From what I've seen, it looks like you stole the election. Prove it to me and the American people. Period. You owe it to the American people. Look, people are storming the Capitol. That's your fault, Democrats and media. Both of you. You two in cahoots. You're the one who caused that today. Not the Trump supporters. They're pissed because they're not getting the transparency that they deserve. Pisses me off. Shield Labs. Hey, man. How you doing? Good to see you, Shield Labs. Here's some gas money. Glad you went. Glad you're safe. Wish we could have met. Maybe if we get a celebration rally someday. God bless America. Thank you, Shield Labs. I appreciate that. Appreciate that. Jonathan Powell says, my friends went to D.C., said internet on phones was basically kaput. Also, that dude with horns on heads was BLM. Photos of him with BLM last year. Interesting. So the photo proof. See, the internet knows, man. You can't mess with the internet. Donald.win, shout out to Donald.win. Those people know. You know, 4chan, those guys, they know what they're doing. If they want to find the information, they're going to find it. They're going to be looking at all the pictures and all the different postings of people, and they're going to find the people. That's Antifa. That's Antifa. This guy's Antifa. Most importantly, the people that are attacking the Capitol Hill building. Now, look, I personally know people that were inside. Chandler Crump. And he's the girl who died is a 16-year-old girl. That's a shame. Chandler's 16. He's going to be on my show tomorrow and talk about it. He was inside the Capitol building. That man is going to be president one day. I'm telling you. He's going to be on my show live tomorrow. Zenaroth says, I think this needs to be fought on a culture front. What do you think about a video game company that helps instill actual values, aiming to create a game company with such in mind? Thoughts? You know, I was going to talk about gaming yesterday because Jeremy from The Quartering, great guy, by the way. If you don't know his channel, you should check it out. He had a video about how because of Cyberpunk and their issues with a couple of their songs, not having copyright issues, some people were getting hit and getting in trouble for streaming. And man, they had the book thrown at them. And it's like, it made me think about gamers and not just gamers, just younger generations and how entitled they are and how they don't realize how much they actually have in this world, in this life, and what this society is compared to 200 years ago. Man, 200 years ago, life was completely different. 100 years ago, life was completely different. 50 years ago, life was completely different. Yeah, think about that. 50 years. That's not even that long ago. My life from when I was a child to now is completely different. It's crazy how things change. But I'll tell you what, these kids don't understand. This younger generation, they don't get it, especially the gamers. These gamers, they expect perfection. That's why Cyberpunk got so much heat, because they were like, it's not perfect. Okay, granted, sure, PS4, Xbox, like it wasn't as good as it should have been. I'll give you that, all right? But man, now, so to bring it back to starting a game company, I would like to start a game company. I love games. I've been playing games for 30 plus years. No joke. I got the Game Boy when it first came out. The original Game Boy, the brick. I still got it. My original Game Boy. I've had it for 30 years. I've been a gamer. I love games. I love gaming. I still game with my buddies. I love it. I got the PS5 right behind me. You know, but to start a video game company, it sounds great on paper. But man, if you do something wrong, people are going to rip you down. Like, I just, it's crazy. I've seen it. I played Pixel Starships for a while. It's a mobile game. Awesome Starship MMO spaceship management game. It's an awesome game. I still play it from time to time. I don't have the time as much anymore because of real life. I grew up. I realized I was a conservative. I had no idea. Here I am trying to understand politics still after a year, almost a year, of just dousing myself of politics, news, what's going on in this world. It's important to understand. I still am able to game, which is great because I need something like that. But man, starting a game company, I mean, it sounds good. But you know, all it takes is that one person on your team where it spins a little too far, because you've got these game companies that are trying to do that. They're trying to go woke. But obviously, you're not trying to go woke. You're trying to instill actual values. I grew up playing Final Fantasy VII, Final Fantasy games, where they talk about being honorable and saving the weak from the strong and from the people, the corporations. And, you know, it's back in the day that, you know, games used to be awesome. Now it's all graphics, graphics, graphics. The gameplay is missing. It's very rare to find a really good game that captures everything. All right, I don't want to continue talking about games, though. Matthew says, I knew Pence couldn't be trusted to do the right thing. I don't condone the actions of these rioters, but our voices should be heard. I agree 100%. Zavi says, Adam, cops killed a 16-year-old girl. Says ACAB, sad. I don't agree with that, ACAB. I don't like it. I don't agree with that. They are not all. They're not. You will never convince me that ACAB is true. Sorry, no. So there are some cops that are bad. There are some people in every single facet of life that are bad. That will never change. We got to stop ignoring that simple truth. There's bad people everywhere. There's good people everywhere, period. In every profession, all across the globe, every color, every single country, I don't care. There's good people and there's bad people, period. Why is that not a common knowledge? We have to instill that in everyone and talk about it more and more. I'm so sick of it. Stop. There's good people and bad people everywhere you go, period. And everyone has good days and everyone has bad days. We are human beings. No human being is perfect. Done, period. Conversation over. Sick of that. Just had a crazy super chat jump. Oh, give me a second. I have no idea where. Wow, a lot of super chats. Thank you all so much. You guys are fantastic. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Let's see here. Oh, here we go. Loma says, been watching everything from Scotland, Adam. Wild. Glad you're home safe. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Rob says, so many people on the left wanted a revolution. Well, now you have it, but it wasn't what they expected. Yeah, I agree. I don't think this is what they wanted. I don't think they have any idea the lengths that patriots that didn't want to fight, that have jobs to do, that clearly are ready to rise up. We'll see. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. It's going to be crazy, though. Somebody that you used to know says, when you only get $600 but wanted $2,000, so you steal Nancy Pelosi's podium and call it even. Yeah, that happened. Hashtag, remember the short bus vegan pizza on me, bro. Right on. Did someone actually steal Pelosi's podium? Did that really happen? As I said, I haven't been paying attention because I was there. I was watching it all, and then I got to my car and I drove home and I hit record and went live. So you guys probably know more than me about what's happening right now. Jose, thank you for that super chat. Bill Hall says, I'm losing faith in Trump now. But it isn't about him. It's about the Constitution and the liberty it is meant to protect. Well, that's not him, because he's trying to uphold that side of it, and he's doing what he can. I don't know. You know what I think it is? I think he knows a lot. And I think the stuff that he knows, if he brought it out, would look really bad on America. Look, we already probably look like fools to the rest of the world. And that's a shame, okay? But I'll tell you what, if it were to come out that we are as bad as, or it came out as bad as what we think it is, you know, then it would be a mess, a disaster. It could be even worse. I mean, war. If there was true foreign interference and we've proved it, it's like, okay. But if he proves that there was fraud and becomes president again, you know, and maintains his spot, it will be less damaging for the American people, I think. And I think that's what Trump wants. He wants it to go through the Constitution and be legit to prove that it works. He keeps talking about it. You know, we'll see if the Constitution holds. We'll see. Well, and it's interesting because Pence keeps talking about following the Constitution. So everyone keeps tossing Pence under the bus. We'll still see. I'll be watching. As soon as my show ends, I'm going to turn on the Senate hearings and be listening in. Brian, thank you for that super chat. Eazy-E, it's amazing it's amazing what happens when conservatives are out of work and have the free time to go rally/protest. You're absolutely right. Yep. Diffuse says, just something to notice, immediately after Twitter restricted Trump's account, shadow bans are up over 450%, including my IRL Twitter, as well as a few of my non-political colleague Twitters. How much you want to bet that my account is shadow banned? Check it out. If you guys can go to, you know what? I can go right here. Let's do it. Shadow ban. What is it? It's shadowban.eu, I think. Yep. All right. Adam Krigler. Let's see. Checking. Nope. Oh, I'm good. I'm in the clear. I'm shocked. Color me shocked. I am surprised. That's a surprise. Well, that's nice, though. That's good. Billabongus says, Bilbonius, excuse me. There we go. Bag of Donuts says, these Patriots had Revolutionary War-sized balls. When can we double check, get stonewalled, and evidence is ignored? We may as well go banana republic. Feels like we're in a banana republic, doesn't it? Leonardo says, Joe Biden did not get 85 million votes. No, I think it's switched around. Wes Moody Webcast says, the Bernie Steele and Trump Steele playbook equals the same. Yep, I agree. Aaron Hamilton says, now they're deleting Trump's tweets. I did see that. That's crazy. Aaron Hamilton says, oh, no, I just read that one. Somebody that you used to know says, no, not going to lie, was kind of cool seeing Tim speechless. Was Tim speechless? I don't know. I haven't. I was in D.C. all day. So B. Newman says, amen. Today was a crazy day. I am glad I witnessed and saw what happened. I appreciate great patriotism and the people at the Capitol put on a good show. I was entertained the whole time. Mark G. says, is there anything worth saving with our current government? Can't really trust that we'll be able to primary anyone with the untrustworthy election process. Good point. We need to rip down the government and reinstate the Constitution as it was 245 years ago. Well, I don't know. Ripping down the government means that you would have to get rid of the Constitution because the Constitution is supposed to be our government. My goodness, what a crazy day. But you got a good point. I mean, how can we really trust any elections moving forward if they don't even let us know if it was true or not? Half the people that voted believe that the election was stolen, that there's fraud, immense fraud, and they're not even proving it to us. Ah! How can we trust it? We can't. Connor Anderson says, you speak my mind exactly. I think something major needs to happen. I don't see us winning in the end if it doesn't. But what is it? You know, what do we do? This is unprecedented where we are right now. It's crazy. Yep. Emuzd says they're going to use the right wing / white supremacist / violence to get more authoritarian, especially if people back down. Yeah, but that's the messed up part. It wasn't right-wing white supremacists. There was all different colors there. That's ridiculous. All Americans of all different facets were there. I saw it. I stood in the middle of this crowd, both at the rally and at the Capitol building. I saw it. It was all different Americans of all different skin colors. So that's, if you see that narrative, you know it's BS. From me, I was there. It's crazy. Colin Sanders says, I went full beanie and came out with a camera and a sleeping bag. I got footage from the Capitol steps. Where do I send it, homie? AdamCastIRL@gmail.com. Feel free to send it over here. I'd love to see it. General Keel says, like it or not, the Rubicon has been crossed. If we stop now, they will come down 10 times harder. Fight now or kneel forever. Man, is it a crazy day. People have been, hashtag cross the Rubicon has been trending on and off for a couple weeks now. And that's when Caesar came back to Rome and took over. They're saying, is Trump going to cross the Rubicon, you know? Who knows? I heard Caitlin in chat just says, Adam, they are resuming at 8 p.m. and at 9 p.m. the president is going to address the nation. Good. He doesn't need Twitter. All right? He can just do a press conference and address the nation. And guess what? Right Side Broadcasting Network, I'll watch it through them. Or Epoch Times, Epic Times. Is it Epoch or Epic? I don't know. I heard both. They'll probably cover it as well. Newsmax will probably cover it. People are going to there because they don't trust you, mainstream media. If mainstream media watches my show, I don't know. Who knows? The last says, so true, a patriot died and everyone can't wait to condemn her and other protesters. Makes me sick. Took the words right out of my mouth. Yep. Minion, I still miss American Gladiators. Keep bringing it up. I love it. I love it. Cam Norand says, I wish I'd remember to follow you and Tim better. I didn't know that you had this channel. Happy New Year's, Adam. Thank you so much. And please subscribe if you haven't subscribed to my channel. I really appreciate that a lot. And share my videos. I don't think YouTube likes the fact that I talk very heavily about the fraud that I've seen. I do a lot. I talk very heavily about it. I'm very obviously a Trump supporter. I am very open about the research that I do every day. I sit and research and read what's going on and try to bring you the truth of what's going on, the heart of the matter. But thank you for finding me. JUFM says, how long can this protest by the people be sustained? Who knows? I don't know. I guess they're resuming tonight at 8 p.m. We'll see. Leonardo says, I was there, my first protest. So much love from all the Trump supporters. Yeah, it was nothing but love. People I didn't know. People were, excuse me, pardon me, let me get through. Excuse me, I was one of those people actually, just making my way through the crowd. But no one was trampling each other. Everyone was happy. They were there for, they had purpose. They were there to save America. That's what they were doing. They weren't anger. It wasn't angry at each other. It was, okay, it was anger, but it wasn't, I'm going to kill you anger. You know what I mean? And when I watched the riots and for all year long, it was, I hate anger. All right. I'm going to burn this building down in anger. Well, today it wasn't, I hate anger. It was, I'm pissed anger. I'm fed up anger. There's a difference. There's a difference. Huge difference. But thank you for showing up, Leonardo. I appreciate you. Nate the Average says, Occupy DC. See, that's what people were talking about, starting a Chaz. I should go down there and extend my warlord status. Shun says, the lyrics of One Winged Angel are accurate for current events. It's almost scary. I love that song. For those who don't know, One Winged Angel is basically the boss battle for Final Fantasy VII when Sephiroth floats down after he's ascended to his final form. And it's epic. It's one of the coolest boss battles that I've ever experienced. Man, I love that battle. And the song is so epic. I don't know the lyrics. And I'm very interested to read them. I'm going to check that out after the show. Hydra says, a child should not have been there. I agree. It's a shame. And she's now dead. Matthew says, Boston Massacre. Gosh, this is, it's crazy, isn't it? MW Dragon says, these past few months have shone light on how corrupt our politicians, media, etc. are on all sides and how far from freedom the U.S. has strayed from. Damn straight. Evan Moore says, you realize they are going to continue in 1 hour. There will be no objections, though. good job. How are they not going to allow objections? Now, that is going to, if you thought people were pissed off before, they're not going to allow objections? Yeah, we'll see about that. Ian Hall says, for the idiots saying her name, how about you get it right and not a meme from Fight Club? Yeah, Roberta Paulson. Nice, nice. Ruby says, I knew it was going to happen. A color revolution. Yep. Joanne Summers says, brother, you speak for me. Blessings and love. Joanne in Mississippi. Thank you, Joanne. Appreciate that. Shanjack says, holy crap. Twit just took down the tweets by POTUS asking supporters to go home. Do you know what this means? So those tweets that were deleted, he was asking people to go home? Seriously? I know what it means. They want to pin it on Trump. They want him to look so bad under every single circumstances. Are we surprised? I'm not. I'm not surprised. Jeremy says, when the Constitution dies here, freedom dies everywhere for a long time. I'm just sad. Rip MAGA girl. P.S. Robert Paulson, Fight Club reference. Yeah, I get it. General Kale says, this is not her name. That's a troll from Fight Club. Right, right. Robert Paulson. Okay. Thank you, everybody. Derek says the same. Dad teaches words to my son. Also says it. You guys are great. Thank you for super chatting me that. Faden says, left demands Trump call off protesters. Trump tells them to go home. Twitter deletes his video. Yeah, because they want to blame Trump. They want to make him the evil man. They literally... He asked for $2,000. Everyone in Congress said no. And then now they blame Trump somehow on that we only got $600. Stupid. Justin Beam says, Adam, no. It's a line from Fight. Oh, thank you. Yeah, I got you. Appreciate it. Turk also, I see a lot of people were saying that. Kid Truck also was correcting me. Thank you, guys. Also, Joseph Williams. Everyone's given Robert Paulson's name. That's great. Yep, somebody that you used to know also said the same. JT McFarland says, Adam missed Pence's... Pence count the original electors. Did he count all of them for all of the states? I thought they did each state down the line. That's what I was under the assumption. But I did, because I was traveling. I was at the Trump rally today. I only caught a little window between the Trump rally and the storming of the Capitol. Trent says, it's been interesting to see all the conservatives on Twitter bowing out today. WTF do they expect when the system doesn't work? I have no idea what to expect. I'll be honest. I have no idea. The man behind the screen says, the curtain's been ripped open. Left or right, I see more people daily expressing hate for the establishment that's shown so much contempt for us. Maybe it'll lead to war. Either way, the anger burns. Yeah. It's turning that fed up anger into hate anger, which is a sad thing. That's what leads to violence. Ayu Tarda says, breaking news. Nancy is saying she is calling Congress back tonight to finish the vote. She won't wait and clearly doesn't care about someone dying. She doesn't care about us at all. Nate G says, Congress to resume voting at 8 p.m. Caitlin says, there is no coming back from this. Positive Gerald says, she didn't die in vain. Let's make sure of that, shall we? Mr. Shazam says, we should have seen the process through to exhaust all our legal constitutional rights before reacting, then 1776. It looks like they're forcing our hand. Paper City Gamer Jeff says, was she armed? They didn't shoot anyone who did this to the Supreme Court. I have no idea. Well, I don't know the details. I only just got home, and I found out from people texting me on my way home, are you safe? Someone was shot and killed. Please let me know that you're safe. You know, that's I don't know any information. I would love to give you more, but I don't have it. Let's see. Aaron says they're voting now and they said they will streamline it. That's such BS. I have to really hold back swearing because that pisses me off. So they're going to use this as an excuse to just streamline through. No more objections. Shut up and deal with it. You guys storm the Capitol. No. There was a group of people that stormed the Capitol. So what, you're going to forego the Constitution? Is that what you're saying? All right. Well, that to me, if you're not going to follow the Constitution, that means you're skipping the Constitution. You're giving up on the Constitution. That's grounds for Trump to take over. Directive 51. I'm not saying he should. But man, I wouldn't be skipping that. The man, that's nuts. Joe Biden's denture says, gas money from Ohio. Glad you're safe, man. You were at ground zero for the shot heard round the world. I was actually there when I heard someone got shot. Actually, it's dawning on me now that I thought that someone, I didn't think that someone actually got shot with pepper spray. I thought it was pepper spray or something. But it's dawning on me that I was standing in front of the Capitol building and I heard people talking about someone just got shot. Man. See, this day, I'm still processing this day because I didn't have enough time to process it. That's crazy. So I was there. I was standing in front of the Capitol building when it happened. Wow. Oh, man. Crazy day. Josh and Jesus says, can we, on the right, finally learn that the pigs are not our friends? RIP Roberta, which, well, until we know her name, she'll be Roberta. The police are there to protect the system. Man, listen, I explained it earlier. There's good people and bad people everywhere, period. Conversation over. Samuel Williams says, I just saw Nancy said they will resume certification tonight, WTF. We'll see what happens, man. I have no idea what's going to happen. Jeff Wang, I don't donate much, but I think you really deserve this. Thank you very much. And thank you for the information and coverage. The protest was amazing to watch all day. Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate that. Master, excuse me. My goodness. Ugh. I was not ready for the show, but I had to do it. Master Knut says, I'm subscribing to you because of your integrity. Thank you for speaking up. You do God's work. Believe in yourself. You give people hope. Thank you. I really try, and I really appreciate those words because it's tough to show up every day and, you know, do an hour and a half of talking about, well, an hour of talking about stuff and knowing what I'm talking about, because I don't like saying anything unless I know what I'm talking about. So I really do appreciate that. I work hard for this. Richard Seeger says, a second person was killed by police. An old man was hit in the head with a baton and by police. This happened after the woman was shot, name unknown. Someone was actually saying that about two people were killed. I don't know enough information. Josh and Jesus says, two bombs were found at the Capitol Hill. Wow, that doesn't surprise me. They were found? It wasn't just a threat. They actually found two bombs? And Nancy Pelosi is like, let's just get this through. Shove it in. Craziness. Says, man, now I know why people beg to have you back on Tim's show. I'm glad I have found the mythical Adam today. Thank you so much. Yeah, I appreciate it. You know, a lot of people actually came up to me and say, hey, I remember you from Timcast. And I'm like, oh, check out Adamcast. And they were like, oh, I didn't even know. So that's very nice that you found me. I really do appreciate that. That's awesome. Here I am. I go live Monday through Friday. 6:30 to 8 p.m. But I'll be honest, I would love to be back on Timcast IRL. I didn't leave on my own volition. It's a shame. I think me and Tim had a really awesome conversation back and forth. We complement each other well. Tim, if you're listening, get me back on the show, buddy. I miss it. Elijah says, the right and the left do not live in the same reality. It's peaceful divorce or bloody civil war. It does seem like that, doesn't it? My goodness. KOTK says, Kriggs, thank you. And thanks to everyone who came out to support the president today. It was my honor to be there today. It was my privilege to be and listen to him and see him. I saw him with my own eyes. And someone said it was a shout heard around the world. Like, we have shifted the course of history today. It's a crazy day. 30 Shot says, Canadian Maple is saying that there's Nazi flags at the protests. Global news anchor said it. I have not seen that. I did not see any of those flags. So that's ridiculous. I stood in the very center of the rally, of the crowd, and I looked at all of the flags. I saw a lot of flags I didn't understand. I found out that they were Taiwanese for Trump. It was some sort of support flag from Taiwanese, but I did not see any Nazi flags, so that is BS. Don't believe that. I did not see it. That would have pissed me off, and I would have walked up to him and said, get out of here, not welcome here. But I didn't see it, so that's ridiculous. And you know what? If you did see it, if they did somehow get it, a picture of it, I've seen people at Biden rallies or wearing Biden shirts, zip up a jacket, hold a Nazi flag, put a Trump hat on. People want to do that. They want to make us seem crazy. Don't believe the lies. James Deenan says, Adam, I don't like what's going on, nor did I like what is going on this summer. I feel like American people are being manipulated into this chaos. Maybe you're right. Maybe this was the plan all along. Maybe they want the chaos. I don't know. I don't, honestly, I'm running out of things to think. I'll tell you what I do think. Trump's going to win. Josh says, I just inseminated my girl 2 minutes ago. Congratulations, Josh. Good for you. Damon says, my parents escaped from Vietnam. They told me I have nowhere to run, so I have to take a stand. Good for you. Yeah, people, all these people on the left that are reeing really loud have zero clue what it's like to live in an actual communist nation, to live in a to live through a failed socialist nation. It all leads to communism. There's always going to be someone in charge that tells you what to do. They have no idea how good they have it here. Mavis says, we need to actually start a new party and do the legwork to make people understand what the left is really all about. It seems like the parties are the same as one party. Madman Josh says, almost a year of lockdown, jobs, and lives destroyed. We can go on to Walmart, but not to a church. And $600 for their trouble? None of this shocks me. And you know what? They got a pay raise. What do they get? $140,000 a year? They upped it by $20,000 a year. What? And guess what? They didn't have to stop going to work. They're essential. Really? Government is essential? Yeah. I'm gonna need some proof of that also. Government. Madman Josh says, almost a year of lockdowns. Oh, I just read that one. Patrick Johnson says, was it Boog level? I mean, it seemed like that. I mean, I was not expecting them to storm the Capitol, but they did. It was crazy. JD says, until her real name is known, I'm calling her Liberty. No justice, no peace. She will be avenged. Yes, I love that. Liberty. Liberty was shot today. Yep. Kimmel, thank you for that super chat. Sammy Perea, thank you for that super chat. Steven says, incoming color revolution. Today was the first battle. Oh, sad, honestly. Matthew says, the media has said it is okay to attack others and break into and burn buildings. Anything negative from today will be the media build up. Yeah, you're absolutely right. That's why I blame the media a lot for a lot of this stuff. Right, I certainly do. Wow, I don't have that much time left. We don't have the good internet. I'm gonna keep going. I don't care. I'm gonna read all your super chats. You guys showed up for me today. I really appreciate that. Look, smash that like button for America. Smash it. Look at that smash to like ratio. It's fantastic. You guys are incredible. Each and every one of you. Thank you so much for coming to my show today. This may have been my biggest show ever. I don't know. An incredible amount of people showed up. Thank you so much. It's fitting that I had the most incredible day. It was insane. I couldn't believe what happened today. I was there and I witnessed it. I don't think the day's even over because Congress is reconvening. That's insane. So we'll see. Thank you for showing up for me, though. I really appreciate it, each and every one of you. Let's see here. Will, thank you for that super chat. Augustine says, Antifa confirmed. Look at my last retweet. The people who got the deepest into the house are the pictures from the BLM Antifa riots. Wow, really? That's not surprising. The truth will come out. The internet knows. The internet is forever. Jonathan says, attention, Mike Pence is being urged and considering enacting the 25th Amendment to officially impeach Donald Trump amid the chaos. Okay, yeah, that's not going to happen. Dinnerman's stuck at work all day. Wish I could have been there. Right on. Tina says they're supposed to resume at 8. Yeah, we'll see. Dustin says Hunter Biden gives off that dips cokehead son vibes from the Horrible Bosses. I never saw Horrible Bosses. Jonathan Powell says watching the man in the high castle for the first time, the scene where they bomb the Statue of Liberty is how I feel about the direction this country is going because of these Dems like Biden. Hashtag scared. I don't know that movie, but it's I should check it out. I'll be honest. I got to take a little swig of this because, my goodness, what a day. Mm. My voice is shot. I need a little bit of help there. Water wasn't doing it. All right, JK says, I have no doubt that in your time, or in time, your show will be bigger than Tim's show. People are drawn to people who take a principled stand on issues, not fence-sitting. Thank you for that. I absolutely take a stand. I'm very strong in my convictions. I do my research. I stand firm with what I believe. And I'm proud of it. I'm proud of who I've become. I give thanks to the people in my life that have helped forge who I am. My father, my mother, my grandparents, my siblings, my friends. Thank you all. I my aunts and uncles. I've got a lot of uncles. You have no idea. All my cousins. Everything has forged me to be who I am. And I love who I am. You know, learn to love who you are. It's important in life. Shai says, they just locked Trump's Twitter account for 12 hours. Yeah, insane. Yeah, because they're going to try to get back in Congress and just force this through. I know it. That's definitely going to happen. It's going to be crazy. See, where was I? Josh says, it is a matter of time before people like you and Tim are seen as a threat to the establishment and they come after you. Honestly, I'll be honest. I'm surprised I'm still here. No joke. I've watched other people get banned from Twitter, from YouTube over the past couple months. And I'm shocked I'm still here because I talk about the election fraud all the time, every day almost. It feels like every single day. Excuse me. Trident Tech says, the start to the revolution is complete. Red states versus blue states. Well, really, it's like 90% of America is red. It's pretty insane. And the reds have all the guns. I mean, I don't know what their plan is. It's kind of crazy. Eazy-E says, Biden can't win. No one voted for Biden. They just voted against Trump. Question to the Dems, do you really feel like you won anything this year? They really are trying to act like they won everything. We'll see. I don't believe it. Wixcast says, same place, same time tomorrow. That's right. 6:30 p.m. I'll be here tomorrow. I got a special guest. Chandler Crump is joining me. He's an incredible young man. He's going to tell us about, he was actually in the Capitol building. That's nuts. So I actually know someone. He's going to be on my show tomorrow. And he was actually on my show before remote, but he's going to actually come and join me tomorrow. The Wild Deku says, I was there the moment of the breach. Front row. I have video. Wow. Please send it to me at adamcastirl@gmail.com. I would love to see that. Frank DF says, welcome to the Roaring Twenties. Yeah, right. Zristopher says, from the reports I've seen, apparently there were those who sought to remove Pelosi today. Interesting. You know, from the people storming the Capitol or what? I don't know. Interesting. James says, I think Biden will win, and then a year they will slowly release the real facts that there was fraud and Trump would have won. Of course. Michael McLeod says, or Trump could concede publicly in the name of peace and order. That's not going to happen. He made it very clear during his rally today. He is not conceding. Spanky said, look at Pence's Twitter. Okay, I'll check it out. Brian Taft says, hey, Adam, it was great to finally meet you at the rally. I was the dude in a black mask who ran into you at the Washington Monument. Oh, right on, Brian. Cool. Thank you. Yeah, it was really cool to meet a lot of, I had a lot of people coming up to me. It was really cool. So thank you for saying that. And thanks for coming up to me. It was cool. Cardinal says, born and raised in AZ, absolute garbage election. I know Arizona has all my life and still will still stay red, even with the extra migration. I live by Surprise Stadium where a voter lives. Bless you, Adam and y'all. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Boris says, greeting from Panama, Adam. Sometimes history is stained even for the good guys. Keep the good work. Freedom isn't free. I agree. You're absolutely right. And that's why I said everyone has a good day and everyone has a bad day. Even the good guys can be bad. Even the bad guys can be good. There's, you know, nobody is perfect. We have to stop generalizing everybody together as a group. All police, all of this specific race or this country, all of that's BS. You gotta let that go. Stop stereotyping. I'm sick of that. But thank you for watching from Panama. That's awesome. Shari's Social says, I'm concerned Trump will pull through. Are you confident? How are you confident when there are snakes in the grass? How are people so blind? Snakes in the garden. How am I so confident? I am just optimistic. You know, some might call me naive. I don't care. I believe what I believe. I'm strong in my convictions. I that's it. I've seen the fraud myself, so that's what I believe. I think it's going to happen. I'm staying the course. I'm strong in my mind that that's going to happen. All right? I'm not going to let anyone convince me. And if it doesn't happen, okay, fine. But I don't believe that. I don't believe it's going to happen. Yep. Amorphous says, "Yo, Adam, Twitter just temp banned Trump." Yep, that's what people keep saying. Human Race says, "Watched your journey towards patriotism. So glad you're safe and able to witness history today. Hashtag stopped the steal." Haha, well, we'll see. Paper City Gamer Jeff says, "How did the cops let them in? Useless. Not that many people." I don't know. I don't know. It's crazy. I wasn't standing at the doors when it happened. I was in the parking, like out in the fields, and made my way up to the building and was standing in front of the doors by the time the person got shot, because I was hearing rumors that someone just got shot. It's crazy. Sudi Thunder says, "The name who people say is Antifa is not. He had his picture on their website claiming he was a white supremacist, and the tattoo on hand was mistaken for Antifa logo, is actually the mark of an outsider from Dishonored." Ah. Well, either way, the truth is going to come out. Old World Ghost says, "Congress will resume at 7:30. So I guess they're up and running, aren't they? Huey says, "He told everyone to go home, and yet they deleted his tweet. Proof that they want it to be his fault, guaranteed." Rod's All Things China says, "Equal justice under the law. They're going to show trial these rioters who walked past barriers. F real rioters took over zones, destroyed businesses, stalked Trump supporters, killed Trump supporters. Land of the free, home of the brave." Thoughts, Adam? You're absolutely right. It's ridiculous. They just want to blame the Trump supporters. They want to evil. They want to vilify all of us that were there when all I saw was a bunch of freedom-loving people. Shari Social says, "One of the tweets they took down from Trump was condemning the violence." What a surprise. Condemning the violence. Good. He should. And I do. I condemn violence. I don't want violence. John L. says, "Adam, these are some dangerous times, and there are a ton of parallels from prior conflicts playing out right now. If you ever want to chat about history, let me know. I'm a history professor in NYC." Awesome. Listen, hit me up with your credentials and tell me a little bit about yourself. AdamCastIRL@gmail.com. Please email me. Thank you, John. Leandro says, "NTD News is still live. RSBN was live until an hour ago. Band.video is not live anymore. Get the full coverage, not just mainstream media." Absolutely, I agree. Yeah, RSBN does a really good job of just, you know, going to the right spot. Although they do a lot of MyPillow ads, but they got to do what they got to do, you know, and survive in this world, competing against mainstream media where all the money's at. Robert Weil says, "If they do it this way, or if they do it, if they do it, this is it." Or I'm sorry, let me get closer. "If they do it this, it is dirty and will piss off so many. Have a blessed night and life doing what you love. And thanks for all you do for us, Adam." Thank you, Robert. I appreciate your constant super chats. You always seem to be there. So I appreciate that. White Lasagna, how you doing, buddy? "Today, the Tree of Liberty was watered with the blood of a patriot. Hopefully it won't take more for the restoration of our constitutional republic. And remember, we are a constitutional republic. We are not a democracy. Depending on whatever people say, I don't care. We're not. We are a constitutional republic. Okay? Everyone has a say. They keep saying democracy. If we were a true democracy, the popular vote would always win. The majority will always win. That means minorities would be shouted out. And I don't think they would like that. That's tough. Caleb, thank you for that super chat. Sidekick says, "Reports that Antifa showed and started violence." Yep, not surprising. Gentleman's Tuck says, "Don't refer to it as a civil war. It's a culture war, and Jeb is a mess." Okay, good point. It's a culture war. I agree with that. Tina, "They also banned the Donald.win." What? What do you mean? Oh, on Twitter. Okay, interesting. Not surprising. Dystopian Lucidity says, "I tagged you in several tweets that show proof of Antifa being the ones who breached the Capitol." Wow, not surprising at all. Leonardo says, if Joe Biden really won, they would be all about an audit. Exactly. Exactly. Thank you. I agree 100%. Colin says, there's new proof that Dominion machines accessed a list of registered voters that had not voted and voted on their behalf. What? Oh my gosh. It gets crazier. I'm definitely going to look into that. Annie Lucas says, at this point, I'd meet even an audit with skepticism. Who knows how much viable evidence is actually left? It's a good point. Mecca Random says, they condoned this all year. Exactly, you're right. They let the riots, the burning, they even said, why aren't people in the streets burning stuff down? The Democrats said that. So now when the Republicans are, you know, I don't even want to say Republicans. I say that when the Patriot Party comes out and they're like, we're fed up with this. They're like, whoa, oh my gosh. Especially with reports saying that it was Antifa that stormed the Capitol. I don't know. We'll see. Mavis says, Twitter safety tweeted they removed 3 of Trump's tweets and he's been locked out for 12 hours. I retweeted it and tagged you. Right on. I will. I was way behind in Twitter today. I wasn't really paying attention. Mecca says they condone. Oh, yeah. Wolfie Raider says James W. commented Trump's last tweet. Ah, right on. Well, condemning the violence, which why would they take that down? Raven says rumors are that Nancy's hard drive was taken. Not sure if it's true or not. Still digging up info. I did hear that before also. Yeah. Koala says in 1965, Barry McGuire wrote the song Eve of Destruction. Very accurate for 2021. James says Pence openly turned in Trump, changed Twitter backgrounds to Biden Harris. Pence did? No. I'm sorry. I have to look that up. There's no way. I don't believe that. Yeah. Oh, wow. That is. No, that's him. That's not. That's him standing there. The background is Biden standing with his wife at a rally. Okay, well, I didn't. I that would have shocked me. John says, here's how we help. Get active. Protest if possible, but above all else, write down everything you see and hear as detailed as you can. Do not let the left record the history of Trump 1-6 today, from today. Yep. Brent Holla says, Viking horn guy wasn't BLM or Antifa. Name was Jake Angie, a big QAnon supporter. Right on. All right. Oh, the truth will come out always. Well, I certainly hope it does. Manny says, if it were any other Republican, they would have conceded a long time ago. Trump was destined and made it for this fight and was made for this fight. Yeah, and he's going to keep fighting. Patricia says, first time on your stream, loving it. Not a milquetoast fence sitter at all. No one has ever called me a milquetoast fence sitter. In fact, that's why our show worked so well together. I'll leave it at that. Alex says, I love the story to Cyberpunk, and the soundtrack was amazing. Yeah, it was a great. I really loved the game. It was great. Ducky Dog says, you are a person and a patriot. Thank you. I am a person. You're right. Says, bless you. Thank you very much. Alexis Warner says, thanks for sharing your story. It was my pleasure. Andrea says, Congress live in 30 minutes. Yep, I'm going to check it out. Fire Sale says, hey, Adam, I'm feeling really depressed after today. I was really hoping we would finally have a chance to hear the evidence formally in a court. They didn't want that to happen. And you know why? You know why? Now we're hearing it was Antifa. Are we really surprised? This was the Democrats' plan. That's the plan. They knew they were going to go over in front of the Capitol. So then they have Antifa break in, right? And then they storm out and say, oh, Trump supporters. Well, Trump supporters, they're terrible. How dare they? Now we can't even do it legally. We have to just skip the Constitution. Watch it. Watch what happens. Guarantee that's what's going to happen. Black Sheep Comic Collector, Rand Paul, I think it's over. No more objections. Also, 8 p.m. RSBN, it's back. Look, I think Trump has to pull some moves now because that is what they want. Trump condemned the violence. They banned him from Twitter and then deleted that tweet. Why? Because they don't want his. They want people thinking that the Trump supporters are the ones that did it. Wow. I mean, I'm coming to my own conclusions here, All right, I'm jumping to conclusions, but that's what they want. That's what they wanted. They wanted to make a way so that they didn't have to do the objections. Guaranteed. Man, this is insane. They're slamming it home right now. Hank says, why would Trump supporters storm the building to disrupt the process that could make them win? Such an obvious self-goal. It must not be our side. I agree. Nate the Average says, buy Krigler coffee, by the way. Thank you, by the way. That's awesome. Yes, for those who don't know, I have my own coffee business. You can go Krigler Coffee. Just use my last name right there, Krigler. Go KriglerCoffee.com. You can check it out. It's really good coffee. I appreciate it. Mike Allen says, looks like there's time for a Trump Parler account. Will be interesting to see how fast it grows. Yeah, you're telling me. Parler's going to jump up. Ducky Dog says, you're a good person and a patriot. Bless you. Thank you very much. Hotshot says, keep doing what you do. Hashtag soy Jesus. Thank you very much. I haven't heard that nickname in a while, but thank you. Zero says, there was a Stop the Steal march in Tokyo. We don't look like fools to the rest of the world. Good. That's good to hear. Yeah, that's good to hear. Sheldon says, had a great time out there today. PM me for some crazy pics and videos. Email it to me, adamcastirl@gmail.com. Please do. Delicia Smith says, what disturbs me is the lack of security. That was too easy to break in. And those weren't American citizens. Our capital would have been destroyed. Oh, if those weren't American citizens, our capital would have been destroyed. Yeah, I mean, it does feel a little fishy. If everything from what's going on is fishy. Pax Go says, from Norway to Adam, thank you so much. That's cool. Reverse the Money Trail says, Twitter minus Trump equals MySpace. Yep. Bravo says, sad to say, I don't think Trump supporters have the Constitution to save our Constitution. They should have held up in the Capitol building. If they had left to the left wins, or if they have left, the left wins. Perseverance wins. Yeah, but what if it wasn't them? That's an interesting point. Now, Chandler Crump was there, but who started it? Who broke in? Who instigated it? I'm curious. We'll see. Interesting. I'm hearing everyone saying Tim's chat is disabled. That doesn't make sense. Interesting. Tim killed the chat on Tim's controlled opposition. Wow. I don't know why. I wonder if YouTube did it. What is the title of his video? I'm watching chat, but I'm going to keep reading these super chats. And if he's live right now and I'm still alive, I guess we don't really have an issue, do we? Because that's cool. Awesome. Well, you guys could just hang out with me anyway. let's see. Did you read the Neon Riot piece about the Seth Rich murder and how Pence was a traitor that came out this morning? I haven't read that, but people were referencing it today. I heard people talking about it. That's interesting. Dinnermint says, what happens when this starts to hit the smaller areas, predominantly red areas? Like, I just want to be left the alone, but I've been thinking about building cannons. I mean, grape shot. Who knows? Who knew? Yeah, it's crazy, man. I don't know what's going on. Arthur says, I sell guns for a living. I have sold more full auto conversion kits this month than the last 3 years combined. Might be the wildest month of our lives. That's crazy. I didn't know full auto was even allowed. That's nuts. Shadowless Day said, they're oath breakers, Adam. Obviously not all cops, so the acronym is wrong, but these cops are the ones closing our businesses. How can we ignore this? Antifa, BLM, not enforcers, this. Your thoughts? I mean, I'm tired. That's what my thoughts are. I want the Constitution to be upheld. That's really what it is. I don't know if it's... I really hope it will be, because it really is sad. Jacob Clark says, had a coworker today actually call all the people at the rally in D.C. Trump's brown shirts. This is the first time I actually got mad at work. No president or their supporters should ever be compared to the World War II Germans ever. Yeah, exactly. We're not the ones calling for segregation. All right. We're not the ones calling for people to make lists. That's the Democrats. Get out of here with that. That's offensive. 3QH, the band, says, based Red Pill musicians here. Love your content, Adam. Political and music, brother. Keep rocking and red pilling, man. I'm doing what I can. Thank you so much. Kepri says, you continue to inspire me, Adam. Thank you for everything you do. It takes courage to do what you do. We have to continue to make our voices heard. It's the best weapon we have. Violence is not a solution. It's a catalyst. Yeah, you're right. Guardian Gamer says, Marjorie Mayers of Nations in Action claims to have additional evidence on the Italian role in the election interference. Hashtag intelreform.org. Hashtag it was Italy. I added that last hashtag, by the way. Mike versus everyone. Glad you're safe, brother. You're an inspiration. And I have started my own YouTube channel. Would love for some support if you can mention it. Stay blessed. Thank you, Mike versus everyone. Sounds like a cool channel. Miso Trash says, let's compromise. Throw out the politicians, reaffirm the Constitution, and build back better. Well, how about just make America great again? Because that's really... I've never felt it was more true than right now. Anzu Love says, Buffalo Man is not Antifa. Pay attention to murder the media parlor. The people are falling for a trap by thinking he is Antifa. Stay sharp. Well, we'll see, because maybe there is Antifa that happened. I don't know. Believe the Bonner. Women got shot in the neck and killed in the Capitol. What the F? Do the feds cops shoot Antifa for storming buildings or breaking windows or burning down buildings? It's a good point. I did a long rant about that earlier. Dooley Woolley says, I'm in D.C. right now, Adam. I can tell you this. The general consensus here is simple. We would rather die on our feet than live on our knees. Yep. Patriots. Hank says, people are shaming the 16-year-old girl on Facebook. People chanted George Floyd Lives Matter, and he pointed a gun at a pregnant woman's belly. This girl fought for freedom. Thomas Jefferson, the Tree of Liberty. Check the quote. I know it. Yeah. And it's been blood has been spilt literally at the roots of the tree. Mark says, Convention of States, Article 5, repeal the 19th Amendment and return appointment of senators to the state legislators. Make reps and senators part-time, like in Texas, 9-month sessions per 2-year cycle. It's a start. I love it. I love that. That sounds great. The Hazmat says, so which side is fascists? I was led to believe assaulting and accosting federal buildings was resisting fascism and authoritarianism. Hashtag double standards. It's not double standards. It's their standards versus our standards. They can overlap, but for them, if we do it, it's fascism. If they do it, then it's ridiculous. Yep. Daniel Irving says, I literally watched V for Vendetta last night. The fact that a single young woman was killed today is super creepy to me. The U.S. will either die or be reborn in the very near future. It is going to be insane. JVDA says, congratulations on 180,000 subscribers. Keep up the great work. Did I hit 180,000? Thank you so much, everybody. Wow. I've been at 176,000 subscribers for like 2 months. 3 months, 175,000. That's cool. I had no idea. Thank you all so much. Thank you. Thank you. I will say it forever. I appreciate you all. Don't give up, Patriots. I love that last line. Don't give up. And I will keep up the great work. Thank you. James says, they will allow objections. The senator said they won't object because of the violence. BS. They better object. It's their duty. It's their constitutional duty to do it. Xi Jinping says, Germany here, tired as hell, but I have to go to work in 4 hours, but I'm with you all the way. USA, USA, USA. Thank you so much. Interesting name for being in Germany, but that's funny. Christian says, Adam, I'm new to your show. I usually watch Tim, but I think I'll switch to your show now. God bless, brother. Thank you so much, Christian. Feel free to watch his show, but definitely tune into my show. appreciate that. Ben Rogers says, I'm sad that one person died whilst politicians cowered and blamed everyone but themselves. Yes, it's their fault. Hands down. And the media. Let's not forget that it's also the media's fault. The Phoenix of Liberty says, the nature of policing is the initiation of violence for the political class. They take an oath to enforce all laws that are immoral. Ergo, all law enforcers are inherently immoral, aka all cops are bad. I disagree. I don't think they're all bad. The policing, without laws, it becomes a lawless land, and gangs and people who are truly evil will take over, and we cannot have that. We have to have law and order, all right? And they help provide that. In a good system, it works. We may not have the right system right now. That I can agree with. Aladdin Sane says, notice the storming of the Capitol prevented Trump from showing his evidence of fraud. Yep, you're right. But I guess I did hear he's going to have a press conference, and definitely going to watch that. Thundrell says, urgently, video asking people to go home is deep fake. They want you gone so they can steal. Look at the top head Cheeks knows odd vocabulary. Dongbei Proton Mail for more information. Interesting. I've been live since I got home. I walked in the door and went live, so I don't know. Steven says, I just saw you a couple hours ago in the lobby. Very nice surprise. Glad to see you made it back safe. Thank you, Steven. Awesome. Yeah, I stopped by a hotel to visit an old friend of mine, practically family, and it was great to see him. But yeah, thanks for stopping in and saying what's up. I remember you were a group of three boys, three guys in the hotel lobby. It was cool. Delicia Smith says, the voting process has been fraudulent for a very long time. Why be surprised and angry now because the person you prefer didn't win? Way late. I mean, you got a point, but in my own defense, I was politically clueless until this year. And once I started paying attention, I couldn't turn that off, and I'm now paying attention. Okay? I didn't pay attention. So I started paying attention now, realized it was fraudulent, and started speaking up immediately. So that doesn't work for me, okay? Sparky says Chris Ray and Sally Yates are Georgia Old Boy Network. Ah, of course. Eckert Music, thank you for that super chat. Gabriel says Pluto TV is free. Ameriglad is on channel 303. It's on 24/7. Cool. Simple Prepper says Freedom Now. Yeah. Mini Stabber says Trump's deleted tweets. Hashtag it goes to InfoWars, so you can check out his deleted tweets. I'm gonna check those out because I am interested myself. Small SC says, fired up Adam is the best, Adam. Thank you. Appreciate that. Jeb Reed says, Patriots were murdered today by the establishment. Goose, stepping foot soldiers. Many more will fall before this is over. Man, this is a crazy day. Dustin says, my wife and I were talking, and we agreed it's super sad that if someone has an American flag on their lawn, you know who they voted for. I agree 100% with you. It is really sad. Mark says, please crash Timcast IRL tonight. I don't know. Honestly, I don't think I will. I honestly just want Tim to just ask me back on the show. We had an amazing things going on. So, you know, we should continue it. Maybe we should just start a new show. Tim and Adam, you know. Tim and Adam contend. who's really wrong? watch it as they duel it out. Faye Eddie says, yo, I'm giving you this just... for telling us what happened with the Tim podcast. Always wanted to know, but never wanted to pry. God bless you, Adam. Well, I didn't actually say what happened, but maybe I'll say one day, but I don't air other people's laundry, although they claimed that it was my laundry, which was a shame. I just had a crazy super chat jump. Give me a second. Wow, thank you, everybody. You guys are fantastic. Here we go. I just found it. All right. Sloppy Joe's Sloppy Show says, hey, man, love the content. Check out the emergency measures Facebook is taking to keep people safe. Removing content, praising storming the Capitol, encouragement, calls for peaceful protests, etc. Wow. I don't trust Facebook anymore. They manipulate too much. Mike Dot says, I want peace, but sadly secession will lead to war. There's no way either side will be okay with their opposition living next door. It's all or nothing. It's crazy, isn't it? Andrew Whitehurst says, heard rumors Antifa posing as Trump supporters with backwards MAGA caps on. I saw a pic of a dude in the backwards MAGA cap on. Any truth of this? I did hear that also. I heard those rumors. I was looking, actually, for backward MAGA hats, and I would have definitely paid attention to those people, but I didn't see it. All right. I just saw someone super chat in the future. I'm going to read it, but they said raise the UFO and I will spin it. This is for all of you that are still hanging out with me. That's amazing. There's 5,000 of you hanging out with me right now and you chose to be here with me, and that I really do appreciate that. You guys are fantastic. Thank you. Let's see. Oh man, where was I? Sam says, hi Adam, greetings from the UK, right on. Watching all this is seeing my hopes and dreams burn. Wanted to escape this Orwellian dystopia, UK. I know, I'm watching you. I feel bad for you guys out there. And move to the USA to enjoy freedom. I've got nowhere left to go since the steal. Look, we're clearly seeing that patriots are not going to accept this. All right? It's obvious and it's crazy. So I don't know what's going to happen, but 2021 is opening as an interesting sequel to 2020, which was a crazy year. So we'll see. I don't know. Good vibes for you, man. Sam, good luck out there. Vance Young says, global news like CBC in Canada severely bias against Trump. They take their reporting from CNN and MSNBC. Great. Glippy White says, with all of the 43 followers on Fascist Book, I've been suspended for 3 days for promoting and cheering on the Trump supporters in D.C. today. That's crazy. John Tyler says, Twitter has locked Trump's account and may ban him later tonight. 1984 in the flesh. I mean, it's been that way for a few months now. I mean, a whole year I've been living in 1984. Mr. BH says, InfoWars has the shooting. She was unarmed and died in minutes. Regardless of anyone's thoughts of InfoWars, videos don't lie. I did see the video, actually. Someone sent it directly to me and said, check us out. It's pretty insane. Oh, man. Yep. Jonathan says, DC Drano just posted videos of cops moving barricades and letting Trump supporters in. I don't know. I still have yet to dig in myself. I didn't see it myself. I was out in the crowd, out in basically a street looking at the Capitol. And I heard that they were storming the Capitol, and I made my way forward and got towards the doors, but I never actually went in. Christina says, thank you, Adam, for all the positive energy plus passion for standing up for American values. Followed you from Timcast. P.S. I just got engaged to my MAGA fiance. Nice, Christina. Congratulations. Nice. All right. I'm going to spin the UFO for you. No one else look. Look away. This is only for Christina and her MAGA fiance. I'll give it to him, too. All right. YouTube hates free speech. The message was redacted. I like that. That's a good super chat. I like that. Marcus Jordan says, hey, man, your content has been fantastic at giving me a new perspective. I've heard you have a Discord with some rad people, but I haven't found links. My Discord is currently closed to the public. But you know what? Look, this Friday, I'll open it up. I'll create a link. And tune in Friday, 6:30 to 8 p.m. I'll open it up for an hour and a half. So you can join my show on Friday, and it's Fridays are jam nights, a little more loosey goosey, without so much content. But maybe this week will be different because it's crazy. So, but yeah, tune in. Shay P says at this is Awake Not Woke. YouTube blocked my account. Oh, this is Awake Not Woke. YouTube blocked your account. Can't comment on Trump/Capitol videos. The censorship is real. Stay strong and thank you for the stream. Honestly, I'm surprised that I wasn't taken down today. That's pretty insane because I gave my firsthand view of what happened today, which was peace. It was peaceful. Even when I was at the Capitol building, it was peaceful. People weren't rioting and throwing stuff. They were standing there going like, yes, like this is what we need, like peaceful protest, you know? Brewmaster Monk says, Trump tweeting out for the rioters to leave is the first step to using the Insurrection Act. Maybe that's why the tweets got deleted. Good point. Interesting. YouTube hates free speech says, get Nick Fuentes on the show. People have been asking. Maybe I will. Yeah, maybe I will. I don't agree with all of his perspectives, but that's, maybe that's why I should have him on my show. Tom WMD says, did you see my link on Tesla, Trump, and the time capsule on dark journalism? Still love you. Thank you. I haven't seen it. Did you send it to adamcastirl@gmail.com? If you haven't, please do send it over. Kevithar says, this will change America. Probably best to peacefully break away because all conservatives will be demonetized now. Let China support the blue states. I have no idea what's going to happen. Scooby-Doo says, first time finding you. Watch Timcast daily, but plan on timing in more often here. Good show, brother. Thank you very much, Scooby-Doo. I appreciate that a lot. Thank you very much. Motley Nerd said, the Lord be with you, Adam. Let us all pray for the nation and everyone in it. God bless you and keep doing your good work. Thank you for your kind words, Motley. I appreciate that. Batgoat says, thanks for everything, Adam. I'm proud to support you. Thank you so much, Batgoat. Appreciate you. Randall says, it's time for a blue-collar America to start taking this country back, and it starts in the local level. We need to get this cancer out of the country. You know what? Truckers were claiming that they were going to go on strike if the election wasn't at least given transparency. Imagine if this doesn't go down the way that it should, which is just proving to the American public who actually won. That's all we want. Prove who really won. We think Trump won. That's it. Prove it. Prove Biden won. Don't just yell at us and tell us we're wrong. Prove it to us. Do a forensic audit and prove it, period. Imagine if the trucker said, you know what? Fine. If you're not going to prove it to us, we're done. We're out. Well, guess what? The truckers are the lifeblood of this country. That's where you get your food from, huh? Yeah, blue cities. Where do you get your food from? Where does that food come from? It doesn't come from the store. It comes from the farmers. It comes from the truckers doing that hard labor of driving all across this country to bring us our goods. They have no idea. They're clueless. Man, Slick Boss Man says, Red America is held hostage by blue cities. Well, we'll see. From what I just said, Jericho says, shouldn't Trump and a Republican start stripping the executive branch of its power? I don't know. Insurrection Act, man. Keith Porter, repeat 824-1814 and start over. I don't know that date, but I should know it. I'm going to look it up. Let's see. The War of 1812, Burning of Washington, took place on August 24th, 1814, between the war between the British Empire and the United States of America. The British occupied Washington, D.C. and set fire to many public buildings. Wow, I didn't know that. Interesting. I'll look more into it. Thanks for that. Nick of Time says, I'm surprised both Democrats in Georgia barely won by razor-thin margins, despite a good portion of Trump supporters didn't vote because no faith in election, betrayal by GOP, or left for D.C. protests. I'm thinking cheating happened again. Oh, you think? Well, we'll see, won't we? Snark Victory says, rip Ashley Babbitt, the 14-year vet from California. Wow, I don't know where they died, but... Bill, thank you for that super chat. Chris Brown says, look into switching to DLive and Odyssey for now for your show. When they ban you here, you can pick up right away. Other tubers are planning to do the same. I am on Odyssey. All of my videos automatically get loaded over there. I have yet to look into DLive, but I will definitely look into that. Tim Waters says, Adam, quickly Google Mike Pence Twitter and look at the photo that comes up. Your channel is great. Best wishes from the UK. Fine, I'll see what happens. I don't use Google, though. Twitter. If it's his background picture, then it's not... Everyone's like, it's Kamala, but it's literally him and his wife holding hands. Like, it's him. I don't... People need to calm down on the Pence thing. He has yet... You know, he's yet to cross us. So, we'll see. We'll see, though. Samaj says, preach on, brother. On a lighter note, please cut your hair. It is getting awfully long. I might actually cut it to about right here. Seriously, this is too much for me. It's getting annoying. So maybe I will. Nick Alex says, not much, but here's what I can give. I admire you so much and hope to become as honorable and convicted as you have. Love you, man. Thank you, Nick. That means a lot to me. Appreciate that. Just keep striving to hold true to your values. That's the key. Yep, Sparky says, Mike Pence is the modern-day Judas. Oof, jeez. Leonardo, on our way out of the city on 395, some dude in a tan Chevy Tahoe started yelling at us that he was going to shove a bomb down Trump's throat. Yikes. That's scary. Shannon, thank you for that super chat. Believe the BW... there is a deathcore band called King Conquer that made an album called 1776 in 2013, and all of the lyrics perfectly portray the government in 2020. Cool. The Bearded Hippie says, Adam, Trump has a Gab account. Oh, right on. Heather Jones says, you don't get to go back to Timcast. You're doing fine on your own. You need to continue to voice your own opinions. Well, that's what I did on Timcast. I voiced my own opinions. And that's certainly what I do here, and not that I'm going to stop doing my show here. Acoustic Theory says, Adam, text Tim that live chat is disabled for his stream. I think he knows. I think he knows. I you know, I don't interrupt them when they're doing their thing. Sloppy Joe's Sloppy Show says, instead of ACAB, why not SCAB? There are scabs. Some cops are bad. Scabs not upholding their oath, putting blemishes on good cops. I tried. No, that's not bad. That's not bad. Some cops are bad. That's the simple truth. Some people are bad. So that's really the key. And that's what I keep saying. It's like, it's not just cops. Some people are bad. Period. Anybody could fall into that category. Rod's All Things China says, land of the free and home of the brave. Brave is not Tim Pool. He has disabled his chat, denying he has been touting civil war for months. What a coward. He's been denying it? Are you kidding me? What? I fought him so hard constantly about civil war. What? He has been calling that it was going to happen. Oh, that's funny. Somebody in my Discord actually said, if Tim actually goes to DC today, he'll wipe their butt with a cactus. King, you got nothing to worry about. It didn't go. The domestic engineer. Bing, 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 bing. Thank you for becoming a member. I appreciate that. Grave 367 says, good to see you guys got the better internet. We actually didn't. I just had so many super chats and so many people show up for me today. I said, I don't care. I'm just staying live. I'm not going to get off. And if they don't, they haven't noticed that I'm still live. I still have a pretty good signal. I don't know. So maybe I don't have to worry about it as much, huh? Oh my goodness. So many super chats. You guys are fantastic. Hopecat says, I only hope that this current action that happened today is not used as an excuse to throw out the Constitution. That's what it seems like it. The Senate has cited the Constitution several times today when attempting to call for a contest. God bless them. Yep, we'll see. I hope they maintain it. You're right. JD says full auto is legal so long as the individual firearm was made before 1/1/1986. The owner just has to register through ATF due to the National Firearm Act and pay a $200 time stamp. Ah, okay, interesting. Mark G says, not sure if it has been said already, but Congress has reconvened to continue the steal. I like the way you put it. Diz, YouTube removed live chat for me while watching TimCast. Well, it seems like everyone has that. Jeb Reed says, this is AdamCast. Count your chromosomes if confused where you are. Okay. Norm Iron Jim says, Tim has his chat shut off. He's a coward. Well, everyone has their own, vision of him. Brandon Bork says, you are completely missed on TimCast. You were irreplaceable. Thank you very much for that. I appreciate that. Mark G says, this is AdamCast. Gaze upon pure masculine beauty and rise the UFO. Thank you, my masculine beauty and the UFO. 3QH says, emailed you at your.com. We just started out and have a red-pilled song called Necromancer. Lyrics are in the comments. We hope to help via music. Cool. I'll check it out. Cyber Reset, weekend show with Tim? I would love that. It would be really cool for him and I to have a show together, wouldn't it? Andrew says, Canada needs help with our sack of SHIT Trudeau. Man, that dude is a work of art, isn't he? Jeez, China's puppet. Great Loudmouth says, hi Adam, happy to have found your channel. Do you also report the news like Tim, and do you have multiple YouTube channels? Thanks and God bless. No, this is my only channel, and absolutely I report the news every day, same time, 6:30 to 8 every day, Monday through Friday. And yeah, I talk about the news. I talk about my view of the news. As you noticed, I'm not a fence sitter. I like to, be strong with my convictions and have a very strong bias. And I am proud of it. I don't hide it. Jason Carto says, one hyper important point that seems to get missed, not exactly that this election has been fraudulent, but that this election thing has exposed the fraud. It now raises the question, are our elected officials actually elected? Absolutely great question there, Jason. Very nice. Proud to be an American conservative libertarian here. Very disappointed in the state of our country. McConnell is the cause of the GA loss. Back to Fable 2 and listening. Right on, right on. I hear Fable's a good game. Axel Starr says, 180K. Progressives, Pog, keep the great content coming, and I hope you two can reconcile. I miss Tim and Adam, Dream Team. Me too. Me too. Not alone. I miss it too. We have good discourse there. Hydra says, why is Tim lying about his super chats and chats? I don't know. I have no idea. Mathis Germano, thank you for that. Germano, thank you for the super chat. Rod's All Things China says, home of the free and land of the brave, breaking. Tim Pool is a coward, too. Now says YouTube shut down his chat, not him. Well, maybe they did. I don't know. Maybe they did. Tim confirmed Google shut his live chat down due to lack of moderation. Okay. Okay, G. Yeah, I don't know. Look, guys, I don't know. Kara says, sad most truckers are company drivers and they would be fired. My husband isn't a company driver and would be fired. Wow. Yeah. So, well, I don't know. They wanted to go on strike. Imagine if they all did. You know, who knows? Matthew says, Timcast chat disabled live. Yeah, I don't know. That's surprising, honestly, that he did that or that they did that to him. Rod's All Things China says, breaking. I just read that one. Did you say it again? No, someone else did it. Oh, okay. You're all right. I'm sick of the knocking on Tim. I'm sorry, guys. That's not okay. Zero says Ashley Babbitt is who was shot inside Congress. Ah, Ashley was her name, huh? Thank you for that. Aaron Hamilton says YouTube is turning off chat for RSBN too. Wow, really? Man, it's crazy. Skibbity Bibbity, thank you for becoming a member. Riddler says, Adam, text Tim. Ashley Babbitt is her name, so he can tell everyone on his show. They took his chat away. Everyone needs to know her name. Ashley Babbitt. Thank you very much, Chad. Appreciate that. Tim Pool said like 700 million times that Civil War is coming, and yesterday said that Trump supporters may do a lesser version of what happened. So what, is he denying that he was saying that Civil War is going to happen? Jeez. Roberto Flores says, your show is more hip. Thank you. You know, I like to bring the authenticity, you know? I bring the real me. You clearly know. You're getting me. I'm not, I don't want you to think that I'm saying anything about anyone on that show. You know, there may, all right, I'm not going to do it. I like to be authentic, though. White Lasagna says, don't cut the hair. I'm growing my mane out vicariously through you. Quarantine had myself a Tim's haircut. On the plus side, it fixed my bald spots. Nice, nice. Seto says, you got beef with Tim? Or y'all cool? Sorry to ask, but I am new. No, that's fine. No, me and Tim are cool. It's cool. Carnell says, hey, vegan brother, on a scale to 1 through 10, how salty is Salty Bear right now? Hey, Salty Bear, how salty are you? You know, Salty called me today when I was there and said, I'm just glad you're alive. So I would say 7. It would have been bigger if something happened to me, I guess. But Alamo says, is Adamcast and Timcast streaming at the same time? The Civil War of 2021 mentioned in the prophecies? I'm streaming both of y'all. That is wonderful. I didn't even make that connection. The true Civil War is between me and Tim. That's funny. Joshua Stephen Ward says, today Antifa guy was trying to get my friend to help him start a fire at the Capitol building. I'm positive Antifa was there screwing with us. If you can prove that to me, send me proof to adamcastirl@gmail.com, please. I would really love that proof. That would be fantastic. Baker Boy says, thank you for being you, Soy Jesus. I will continue and will always be me. I promise you that. Mark G says, this is Adamcast. Behold, God's one and only soy model. Oh, come on. His beauty was given to us to guide us to the Holy Land. Also, before you cut your hair, you should powder it and pull off the Jefferson look. Well, they had powdered wigs, though, even if they had long hair. That is pretty hilarious. Look, everybody, thank you so much for hanging out with me. Obviously, a lot of people subscribed to me today. Thank you so much for finding me. I really do appreciate that. Please share my videos. I might just leave this one up because this was a fantastic episode. So many people showed up to hear my story about the day, and it was a crazy day. I need to make some food. I am absolutely starving right now. I haven't eaten since breakfast, so I'm going to turn on the Senate to listen to what's going on. And get out of here. A couple more super chats have come through. Clay the Dirt says, Adam, thank you for your work. Tim calls the politician spineless, but he is just as spineless because he never takes a stand. Spicy. Dang. No comment. James says, it's happening. Congress body one by one taking back their objections because of the violent protests. That is ridiculous. Well, we'll see what happens. I have a feeling Trump isn't going to stand for it because because that's unconstitutional. You know, we don't know who pulled the violence out. Trump tried to quell it and they stopped him. That doesn't make any sense. That's BS. But thank you, everybody. I'll be back here tomorrow at 6:30 with Chandler Crump. We're going to talk about his opinion or his view and his opinion of what happened today. He was actually there. He actually was inside the Capitol building. I'm curious to see if he was first. I'm curious to see if they were backward MAGA hat wearers in front of him pushing through. So we'll see. All right. Stay tuned. Stay informed and stay optimistic. All right. All right, guys. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Have a great night.
Please smash the like button for Adamcast IRL. Coming to you live every night, Monday through Fridays, 6:30 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time.